Welcome to Beneath the Helmet with your first round pick, Vic Beasley. Vic, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's been a while, but when was the very first time you ever put on that helmet playing football?
Very first time, I was 8 years old, and that's when I realized that I found my love and just wanted to play football.
Was there a person or a reason to push you into the sport, or was it kind of like, hey, I want to try that?
Yeah, actually it was one of my hometown friends, the guy I grew up playing ball with, named Nacho Curtis, and he told me about football because I didn't even know nothing about it. I didn't know you could actually play, and he told me that I can get involved, and from then on, that's where it started.
Did you play with him in middle school, high school, or on?
Yeah, I played with him all through high school and throughout my younger days.
And then in high school, you actually played three sports. Was that to kind of just stay in shape, or was it because you wanted experience playing other sports?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy basketball and track, and I just enjoy competing. And all my other friends played it, so I was like, why not play?
Did you select football as a sport you were going to continue on just because that seemed to be the best sport, or was it because you truly loved the game?
I mean, I love football, but basketball was really my first love, and I wanted to play basketball, but I decided that God's plan for my life was to go play football.
What position did you play in basketball?
I played shooting guard, small forward.
Everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere, pretty much.
So in high school, you also actually played running back. Was it a reason why you decided to stay on defense, or was it just kind of because that was your specialty?
Mainly, colleges just recruited me as like a receiver and just an athlete, really. So it panned out for me to go on defense, and eventually I found my home at defense again.
And then if you weren't playing football right now, you just graduated college, what would you be doing?
I would definitely be trying to pursue my career in dentistry.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. What is your hobby outside of playing football or playing sports altogether?
Probably just playing video games and playing piano.
What video games do you play?
Call of Duty, FIFA, Madden, NBA 2K. Just name a few.
Were you in a band or an orchestra or anything growing up?
No, I wasn't. I grew up in the church. And just play with friends there and guys who knew how to play, and we all just learned from each other.
On the field or off the field, who is your biggest inspiration?
My biggest inspiration is my mom. She's been there for me along the way, and she just taught me things outside of football and things that can help me become a better individual throughout my life.
Would you say she's your number one fan?
Most definitely.
This is home for you.
Yeah, this is really home. I'm about an hour and a half up the road, so this is home for me. Really.
So she's happy to have you back.
Definitely.
So if you were to make dinner for the entire team, what would be on that menu?
It's your preference. I can cook about anything, so, whatever you want.
Would you be a chef?
No, that was really a joke. Yeah, that was a joke. I can cook breakfast. Your regular eggs, bacon, pancakes.
Okay.
Sausage, you know.
So you could do a dinner, you could do a breakfast
dinner. Yeah, I could do a breakfast.
Sounds good. When you're getting ready to go out on the field, what is your pregame ritual? If you can say it, if you're superstitious, totally understand.
No, my pregame ritual is pretty simple. Just listen to music and just get ready to go. It's game time.
Any certain type of music?
I listen to country music. I'm not surprised to get you ready for a game, but that's just me, and that's what gets me going.
All right, favorite country song?
Favorite country song? Got a number of them. Right now is Sam Hunt, Take Your Time.
We just became awesome. Best friends. Became best friends.
Sam Hunt, I mean,
I agree.
Go along with Sam Hunt.
I agree. When you first heard your name on the loudspeaker, you were going to be the first round pick for the Atlanta Falcons. What was kind of going through your head?
It was surreal to me because it's something I always dreamed of, and I always wanted to play in Atlanta. I grew up a Falcons fan, and it was a dream come true for me.
Your first purchase when you actually signed that contract?
First purchase was a Dodge Ram 2015.
Okay, I see. What color?
Red and black.
Oh, how appropriate. Alrighty, well thank you so much for joining us today, Vic, and right here at AtlantaFalcons.com.